We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting two lines from the top, Ki Yotze V'Dava. Ki Yotze V'Dava, we just finished learning a machlokes of who Tzlafchad was he the Mekoshesh, or from the Mapilim, how did Tzlafchad die? And we have a similar machlokes, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. Ki Yotze V'Dava Ata Oimer, V'Yicha Af Hashem Bam. It's in this week's parasha, Parashas Bahaloyscha. It says that Aaron and Miriam talked about Moshe, it's a lashon hara about Moshe, and it says, Vayichar af Hashem bam, Hashem got upset with them, bam is also rabim, vayelech, melamech af Aaron et stara. Div Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva learns from the pasuk that Aaron also got tzaras. Now all the Miriam got tzaras, Aaron got tzaras as well. Omle Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, Kiva, benkach ha-benkach et osu litun sedin. Either way, you're gonna get a einish for this, for dashing like this. If you are right that Aaron became a Mitzvah also, the Torah covered it, didn't tell it to us, and you're letting everyone know you got Tzaras, and if it's not true, you're spreading rumors about Aaron that it became a Mitzvah. I velak siv bam. So what does Rabbi say with Lashon bam, Lashon rabim? Ahun mezifah ba'alma. That's that Hashem got upset with Aaron. But who said he got Mitzayra? Only Miriam became Mitzayra, not Aaron, because Miriam was the one who started with the discussion. So therefore, Miriam got Tzaras and not Aaron. So Machlokes Rabbi Mitzayra and Rabbi Kiva. Tanya commanded Amar, Af Aaron Stara. There's a brisa that's like Rabbi Kiva, that Aaron also got Tzaras. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Vayifin Aaron al Miriam. Pasuk means that Aaron turned to Miriam, he knew Mitzaras, and she was Mitzaras. But Tana, the Brisa Darshan from Vayifen, Shepanu Mitzaratai, that his Tzaras was healed. And Vayifen Loshan, it came off. His Tzaras was healed before Miriam. And he turned to Miriam, oh, you stole Mitzayra. And he asked Moshe to daven for her. Omra Shlokesh, HaChoshed B'Kasherim. Someone who's Choshed, someone who doesn't have something really wrong, and you Choshed B'Kasherim, say he did something wrong. Loike V'Gufay. Not only, you don't get a Oynish to the nechassim, you get oynish to your guf. The chsiv, it says in the pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu said when Hashem told Moshe, tell Klai Yisrael, I'm going to save you, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Behin lo yaminu li," they're not going to believe me. V'galya kamei kares baruch hu d'mehemnei Yisrael. And Hashem knew that no, Klai Yisrael will believe. Om aloi, hey maminim ve'aminim. They are maminim ve'aminim v'ata ein seifel lahamin, seifel lahamin. You are going to have a chesaron in the moon one day. Fakar, they're better in a certain way. Hey, maminim dechsev ayaminam. It says Taka when Moshe Rabbeinu told over the Yidden, said they believed. But hey, maminim, because it says by Avraham Avinu, by heaven, by Hashem. So both they're maminim and maminim. Ata, you ain't seifel lahamin. You one day are not going to have a chesaron in the moon. Shneim ayam lohimantem bi. It says by the Meimariva that Yan lohimantem bi, and therefore you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. It says, "Yan lo yeman to be like the sheni lady bnei Yisrael, lachin lo sevi was a kal azel eretz osher nosati lahem." Vice toys that by Meir Riva that was a chesar in the muna. The Ramban muches in Rashi's pshat of Meir Riva that the taina was he didn't talk to the rock, and he hit the rock instead of talking to the rock. How that fits into the shaila of muna? But somehow you see from the Gemara, from the pasuk, and from the Gemara that was a chesar in the muna by Moshe Rabbeinu. So Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Look, you know the klais are aminim. You're gonna have a problem with amuna." And my the locker, how do you know the Moshe Rabbeinu Taka was loika begufa? The chsiv, it says, "Vayoyimer Hashem loy oid havei noyadcha v'chekecha." It says a little later on in the parasha when Hashem told Moshe a certain ois to do for Klai Yisrael, it says, "Put your hand in your lap and you take it out, there'll be mitzvah." You see, he became a mitzvah. And why did Hashem give him an ois that way to show him this thing that look, you said you were choshev b'ksherim of Klai Yisrael, therefore you got loika begufa and you got tzaras. Then we'll make a drasha about this ice. Amar Rav, v'teimer Rav Yisrael Rechnina, mida toiva m'heres lav mida peronius. Mida toiva comes quicker than mida peronius. The ilum is peronius, which means becoming a mitzayra k'siv. It says that by this ice, it says, Hashem said, you know, put your hand in your lap and take it out. It says, v'yitziya, v'hine yodoy mitzaras kashalek. He took his hand out, and then his hand became a mitzaras kashel like a snow. Vila vila toivik siv, vayitzei mechekoi, vahine shava kubsari. He took it out of his lap and it was already healed. So mechekoi hu de shava. kibsori. It says mecheka. It's mashma. It was already inside his hands, already in his lap, and he already turned back to basar. So that by when it became a tzaras, v'yetziyah, took it out, and then it became a matzaras. Masha inkein by when it got healed, v'yetziyah mecheka v'hinei shavah kibsori. Already from the cheka, already was healed. One more drasha. It says, "Vayivla mata Aaron es matoisam." It says after they turned the matos into snakes, Aaron first turned his mata, his stick, into a snake, and the other chartumim of Pari also turned it into snakes. It was a big deal. Then mata Aaron swallowed them up. Amar Rav Elazar, neis v'sech neis. It was neis v'sech neis. Rashi learns also neis v'sech neis. The first of all swallowed up the other snakes, and also it was after it turned into a stick. Mata Aaron says, "Not vayivla tanin Aaron." Mata Aaron swallowed them up. After it was a mat that swallowed up. That's neis v'sech neis. The Masha asks, it's not called neis v'sech neis. It's two different nisim. And therefore, Masha learns neis v'sech neis means that not only did it swallow up, you couldn't tell in the stick, it didn't get any fatter, that it swallowed up a bunch of sticks. That was a neis v'sech neis. Atkan, the Lushik Lagata Gemara. Now going back to the Sugya of Eitzah and Pasha Pshat in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, it said, Azarik Meshusha Yachid, from one Meshusha Yachid to another Meshusha Yachid, and there's a shusha rabim in between. It says Rabbi Kiva is chayiv, and the chachamim pater. M'chay is Kiva and the chachamim. And then later on, the Mishnah says Ketzad, it says a case of two guzrutayis, two porches. It says if it's across the street, then Sai Zerik and Sai Moishit is pater. But if it's on the same side, so Zerik is pater, and Moishit is chayiv, handing is chayiv. That's what's said in our Mishnah. Now the Gemara is going to declare what exactly is the beer of machlokes, and what's the case of the machlokes of Rabbi Kiva and the Chacham. Boyi Rabba, Rabba clears a shiloh. When it's said that you threw something from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in the middle, what was the case? Boyi Rabba, Lamata Ma'asara Pligi, was the case that it was below 10 Tfachim, over Ha Pligi, the Ma'asava Aminon Kluta Kamasha Honcha Damiya, Kluta Kamasha Honcha, Ma'asava Aminon Kluta Kamasha Honcha. The Machlokes is that there's a rule that's machlokes about this, but if something less than 10 tefachim, which is in the ear space of Rabbim, if it's in the ear space, kluto, it means it's caught in the ear space of Rabbim, it's kamish honcha, it's like it landed. So maybe it's like this. Machlokes is lamata masara, the rekiva holds kluto mish honcha. So therefore, it's when I threw something, it's like it landed in a shirabim, and then I picked up a shirabim and landed in a shirachim. And therefore, yechai fahitzah. Yechai fahitzah. And really, there's a hitzah of achnasa. The only reason why it wouldn't be chai fahitzah of achnasa is because maybe it's told the makamav, but or maybe talking chayiv too, when it says chayiv, it's a shaila. Like it's a shaila. I learned Rabbi Kiva, but either way, Rabbi Kiva pshat would be kluta kamasha honcha. On ma'asav, I loy mikul honcha. Rabban hold, you don't hold kluta. Avol lemayla ma'asar. But if you would throw it above 10 tefachim, divrei akal potter, because you don't have kluta. I moishit on the same side as chayiv. No, but zarek's never learned about moishit. Loy afirin zarek and moishit. And if this side in the Pshat in the Mishnah comes out the Sefer of the Mishnah, there's a Kuliyama. The Ketzad of the Mishnah, which Tosha says you have to not be Gerus Ketzad, but the Sefer of the Mishnah will be the Kuliyama. Oidilma, that's a different Mahalach and Machlaikis. Lamayla Masara Pligi. The Machlaikis, Rabbi Kivan Chom, is Dafka, where you threw it from Rosh Yachad to Rosh Yachad, Rosh Hashirab and Be'emza, on the same side, and it was Lamayla Masara. The Marasov Yafin and Zarek Moshe. One man them holds you learn out Zarek from Moshe. The Marasov are Lo Yafin and Zarek Moshe. You don't learn out Zarek from Moshe. The whole limud from the Levim was Dafke be handed, but if you throw it not, and that's the Machlokes. I'll amat the Yud, but if you less than Yud, the Rakol Chayiv, everyone will hold a Chayiv. My time including Mishul Kadamia. That would be Tzad number two is that Machlokes is Dafke Lamayel Masara. But Lamat Masar Kuyam is Chayiv. So it comes out, the Ketzad of our Mishnah, Shnei Gezutayis, is explaining what the Machlokes is. That the Machlokes is in that case, that according to the Rabbanon, even if you throw it on the same side, Mishriach Shriach, or Mishriach Bemsa, even on the same side, Lamat Masara, it'll be Potter. Why? You don't learn out Zorik from Moshit. Mashakin Rabbi Kiva holds, you learn out Zorik from Moshit, and therefore if you throw something from one porch to another porch, which is Ram Bemsa, you'll be Chayiv because, just like Moshit's Chayiv, Zorik will be Chayiv also. So that's the two Stodim of Rabbah, how to learn our Mishnah. Om Rav Yosef, Hamilsa Boyle Rav Chis. Rav Chis had the same shayla, what's Pshat in our Mishnah? Upashtit Nele Rav Amnuna Meha. Rav Nuna learned it out from this following Braisa. And this Braisa, when it brings down Machlokes Rav Kiva and Chacham, it adds on an extra word. The words are like this. Mishu Yachid, Mishu Yachid, Va'oiver, Mishu Rabbim Atzma. If you throw it on the Shiyachid, and it goes across the Shishrabim Atzma, Rabbi Kiva Chai, Vachom, and Peturim. What's the Lashon Atzma? With the Kom Shishrabim Atzma, Pshita, Lamata Ma'asar, please. From the word Atzma, we know for sure it's Lamata Ma'asar. Okay, so we have Machoik is here clearly Lamata Ma'asar, Kiva Chom. Uvamai, what's the case? We don't know the case yet because it didn't say he threw anything. He just said, Shishrabim Atzma. It didn't say what happened. So, Uvamai, Ilim Ma'avir, if you are walking across the street, If the case is you're not throwing it, you're walking it across the street. So then why does it say Dafko Shizrab Atzma? That would be mash. But Dafko Lamatama Sarah, I'm holding it Lamatama Sarah. If you carry a load, even if you hold it above 10, Chayev Shkei Masa B'nei Kos. We had this in the Mishnah before. We just had this. That's the same master B'nai Kos, it's the way B'nai Kos carried things. So therefore, it wouldn't have to be Atzma if you were carrying across the street. And just to speak out, that if the case would be B'mavir, so then what would be the Machlekes Chachamim and Rabbi Kiva? So there's a few of them Shatim Rishayim, and one of them would be is, Shalom B, you didn't make a Kira V'anoche. So the Shalom B, if you say Mahalach Ka'imid, walking like stopping, and that would be machlokes. But the Moros Kash is, then why would say Lamata Masara? Even Lamailam, you'd be chayiv the same halacha from Mavir. It wouldn't be a difference. If you're walking it across the street, it wouldn't be a difference between lower than 10 and above 10. So what's Bishal in this price? It says Shosh Atzma. Alav Bezoirik. We're talking about throwing. From when you threw it across the street. But Lamata Masara, the Machayiv, Lamailam Masara, Loy Machayiv. And it says in the price, Sadafka of Shishram Atzma. Has to go Lamata Masara, not Lamailam Masara, Shmamino. And here it's Machlokes Kiva and the Chamin. And only here is Machlokes, because the Bava Saro, you don't learn that Zarek and Meshit. Shema Minah, Bakluta, Kamusha, Honcha, Pligi. Shema Minah. You see from this Brisa that Machlokes is Bakluta. So we have one Pshitis to the Shaila, Rav Nuna holds, Machlokes, Rav Kiva and the Chamin, is Dafka by Lamata Masara, by Kluta, by Lamata Masara, Kuliyama, you don't learn that Zarek and Meshit. Well, Pligi, the Rabbi Yaz, this argues on Rav Lazar. On Rav Lazar. Rav Lazar learns Machlokes different. Rav Elazar, Mechayiv or Rav Akiva, filu Maila Meyud. Rav Elazar holds Rav Akiva's Mechayiv, even if you throw Maila Meyud, all on the same side. V'haydik Tani, Rav Shisharabim Atzma. So why is Rav Shisharabim Atzma? Because it's Mechlekes in that case also. L'diach ha-koycha de Rabbanon, even if you throw Lamata Meyasar, he does not hold a Kluta. So it comes according to Rav Elazar, a new tzad, that the Mechlekes, Rav Akiva Chavim, is by both cases. Both cases. It's side by Lamata Meyasar, and that's Mechlekes Kluta Kamishoncha. And Silent Maila Ma'asara and Mechlekes is if you say learn out Zarek from Meshit. So we have our second second Pshat that in the Mechlekes. And this here, if you this Pshat, Mechlekes by both. Rav Nuno said Mechlekes Dafka Kutush Mehucha, Dafka Lamata Ma'asara. Rav Lo is saying Mechlekes is Silent Mata Ma'asara and Silent Maila Ma'asara. Who pleaded Rav Chilki Bar Toivi, don't know Chilki Bar Toivi. Toich Shloisha Divriya Kol Chai. Chilki Bar Toivi tells us that Toich three Tvachim from the ground, you throw it that way. Everyone holds a chayiv. You know why? Because a lovad. So there, it's for sure like a landed in Shiravim, because a lovad, anything with three tefachim of the ground, is like sitting on the ground. Lamai lamasar de vakal potter. Lamai lamasar holds potter. Why you don't learn out Zarek from Meshit? Me gimel vad yud, from three tefachim to 10, that's the machlekes. Bonam machlekes or kiva rab bonam. That's machlekes the klut the kvinish hokadami. So basically, Rav Chilki is very similar to Rav Amnuna, that the machlekes or kiva and rab bonam are. By Lamata Ma'asara, by Kluta Kamishoncha. The only thing he declares is, what does Rav Nuna hold by Lamata Megimel? But he probably holds the same thing, it's very possible, it's Mashal and Rishonim. But Lamaisa, at the end of the day, the Mechlekes here is the same way like Rav Nuna, the Mechlekes is a Kluta Kamishoncha Domi or not. Tayinam Yehochi, we went to a Braisa, it's a riot to Rav Chilki, Tayinam Yehochi, but Soich Gimel, Divra Kol Chai. Toich, three tvachim from the ground where there's Lovud, everyone holds Yechayiv, if you throw it, very low, within three tefachim on the ground, everyone holds a chayiv. Why? Because they love it. L'mayla v'yud, ain't even shum shvus. If you throw l'mayla v'yud, it's only with the rabbanon. And what's the rabbanon? What are you doing? Let's remember what you're doing. Throwing it from one porch to another porch. So, atzur shesharam be'emza, it's not chayiv. Why not? Because l'mayla v'yud, you'll learn a zarek from Meshit. But, this is the rabbanon. Why? If I have two properties right next to each other, might I carry from one property to my friend's property? The halacha is no. We had an Erev Chatzeris. There was a Gzerah, the Rabbanon, Shlomo HaMelech made the Gzerah, that you now like carry from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah, even with no Rosh Hashanah in between. Why? Because they made a Gzerah to, you might carry to Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, I'm not like carry from my friend's property to another friend's property without the Erev Chatzeris. That means every time you have an Erev around the city, for example, even, or around the neighborhood, it's not enough. okay, it's all one place, it's all under one mechitza, but you're not like from our Rosh Hashanah to our Rosh Hashanah. We're out of Erev Chaser. So every single Erev, besides for having strings around it, has also a box of matzahs to make Erev Chaser. So here, he says, if you throw from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah, it's also Midrabanan because it doesn't have Erev Chaser. The both porches are his. He owns two porches. Then he throws one to another one. Even with Shiram Bemtzat's mutter, because Lamailam Yod is mutter. Megimel Vatzara on 3 to 10 Tvach and Rakiv Mechayev because he holds a Kluta. Chavim Poitrim. So here we see from this Brisa right to Rav Chilkia. Zochta Gemar. Omamar. We just learned when Rishuah Shalayv the both. Porches are his, it's mutter. Why? Because they're both his or shiach. There's no problem of Erech HaZeres. Let me dive to the Rav. Let this price be Akasha on Rav. The Itmar we learned, or like it's Rav and Shmuel. The Itmar. Shnei Batim, Shnei Tzidish Rav. You have two houses on two sides of Rav. Rav Baravuna Amar Rav, also Lizrak Mizalzeh. Now throw from one to another one. Shmuel Amar Mut Lizrak Mizalzeh. And Shmuel says, you're allowed to throw from one to another one. We have to be talking about, he owns both of them. Because if not, why does Shmuel say Mutter? Everyone holds Erev Chaseris. So why is Shmuel's Mutter? So it must be, he owns both of them. And still, Rav says, now I'll throw one to another. So it's a Kasha from the Braisa. So I don't know, when did Rav ask her? But Lav Mia Kimna Lahi. We zet that in that case, going midli chad, mut zichad. One porch was higher than the other one. And therefore, if you want to throw from one porch to another porch, it's much harder to do. Because it's not the same level. So something you're going to miss. And if you're going to miss, what's going to happen? The land of Sharab, you have to come, you bring it back in. It's a very important thing. And you go carry it, come to carry it. Therefore, he says you can't throw in the first place because you might miss. And Rashi speaks out, we're not worried that if you miss a land of Sharab, and that will be the Issa, because that's misasik. I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to throw it to another porch. But the question is that you know, to be on the ground, I'm going to come to carry it. There's enough of us, and that's pshat why Rav holds us. And the Bryce says, Mutta went the same level, where there's no chash you're going to miss. The Gemara first thought that anything less than 3 tefachim is loved. We know loved already. The Gemara thought it was a svara. So he says, how do we know? How do Rabbanan know this idea that anything with the 3 tefachim on the ground is loved and it's like with Shirabim itself? What was the svara? Amalei, v'shi'efshalo Shirabim shetlakim v'laka retini. It's impossible to smooth a Shirabim like with a Malaka Ratina is like a sander. You can't sand the Sarabim. There's always going to be bumps and humps in the Sarabim. So if you have that, so anything with the 3 Tfachim is always part of Sarabim because that's a normal way of having a Sarabim. So that's what I thought was a Svara Lovin. Right? The Yimari Hachi, if that's true, the Hachi, Gimel Nami, it should be even more because the streets don't not even within 3 Tfachim, even bigger than 3 Tfachim, a lot of times the bumps are. In those days, they didn't have very flat streets. Vesu, even more, I'll show you love is not only by streets. Bahadat Tanan, it says, by a sukkah, Hamashal Shatvar is Malamata. You're making a wall. A wall needs 10 tvachim. So you made a wall, you know, 7.2 tvachim, and the last bottom 2.8 tvachim you left open. Mamailamata, Imhengvayas Mina Arslosh tvachim. If it's off the ground 3 tvachim, Pasula, it's possible. Pachas Megimel Ksheira. So what do you see? You see his love to the ground with walls. To make a wall bigger, that there's no svara of Malaka Ratini. So how does that work? It must be Nudin Kulavad. No. Really, there you have 10 Tvachim wall. And why do you have to be within 3 Tvachim on the ground? For different reasons. Also, my time, Mishum Dahavle Mechitza Shakdiyim Baikaba. Any Mechitza that Gedim could go under it, it's Mevatal the Mechitza. And that's why it says 3 Tvachim. I'm going to do it, love it. Right? The Gemara, Tenech Lamata, that would be good to say Lamata. But Lamaila, it says in the same Mishnah that if you have 7 Tvachim, and then you have like a skach on top. You say love it from there to the top. 7.2 tvachim, and then there's a skach. You say love it on the top. What do you say there? You know, choice there. Mike Lameima. Hello. Chapachim. Look, love it, Dombi. Hilchas like a mirror law. Elamai, the din of love it is a locha lemoisha mesinai. The din of love it, locha mesinai mesinai, and that's why it works, even by mechitzas, it works by shirabim. Anything with the 3 tvachim is like it's attached, like it's one, and like it's a continuation of the wall, is a lachal amayish mesinai. That's a din of lavad.